Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021. It's interval day. What a great day. And the intervals involve the squat snatch, handstand walking, and then your friend and mine, the air bike. Good news, there's six intervals. You're going to do a 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio after each interval. And we also have it as a partner version today. Here's what we have. Here's what one interval is. For time, six squat snatch at 65% of your one rep max, 6 meters handstand walking, and then 18 calories on the bike for men, 12 for women. That's one time. That's one interval. You will then rest a 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio, and then do the interval again. So let's say that interval takes you 3 minutes. That means I'm recommending that you rest 6 minutes before you start the next one. I know it sounds like a long time. You'll be happy that you did. So the six squat snatches at 65% of your one rep max, if doing them touch and go unbroken is possible and treats your joints well, by all means have at it. Not required though. If you want to do one, drop from the top, reset, pull another one, drop from the top, reset, absolutely good to go. Get your six squat snatches done, technically complicated barbell movement, then complicated gymnastics, 6 meter handstand walk. Get yourself onto the bike, and this, as we all know, especially if you're a veteran of the linchpin community, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is what makes it an interval day, is the effort at which you apply yourself on the air bike. 18 calories for men, 12 for women. If you pedal like the devil is chasing you, you will understand that today is a relatively short time domain and a high intensity sort of a day. And as a two-person team, it's basically 6 rounds for time of a you go, I go. Partner A does 6 squat snatch, 6 meter handstand walk, their calories in the bike. Then partner B does the same thing, so each partner's resting while the other one goes. We, of course, have our calorie conversions for various types of bikes, rowers, etc. And if you're looking to run, we'll go ahead and check out the limited equipment option. We have a video showing the squat snatch, aka the full snatch, and the handstand walk. Super fitness robot time for this. 1 minute and 41 seconds or less per interval. More likely time, 3 minutes and 30 seconds or below per interval. Now, yes, I mean, if you choose the barbell loading appropriately, then that will be a moderate period of time. But for most people, it's going to come down to the handstand walk. If you're proficient at that, you can have a much faster time on the clock. If that's an area where you struggle and you're just kicking up, kicking down, kicking up, kicking down, then the clock will continue to run. But that's okay depending upon if 6 meters of handstand walking is going to take you 5 minutes, that's not what we're looking for. But if you can do that with a couple breakups and get through it in a relatively nice period of time, then I see nothing wrong with, even though it's an interval day, of doing the handstand walking, because the real juice isn't going to happen until you get back to the bike and pedal your heart out anyway. So that's okay if the handstand walk takes you a little bit of extra time. If you really go for it on the bike, you'll still get the goods today, and you'll get some fantastic practice in areas that you need practice. Scaled option, 6 intervals, each for time. Now, instead of the full snatch, 6 power snatch plus an overhead squat at 55% of your one rep max, 1 lap around a box in a pike or plank position. If you don't know what that means, see the video. There's a video attached there. A pike position would obviously be much more challenging than a plank position. Plank's plenty challenging, though. Trust me on that one. And then still 18 or 12 calories in the bike. Same work rest ratio, and there's a partner version. Just to be clear, in case you're new to how the style of training works. So now, each round, instead of the 6 full snatch, I'm saying power snatch plus overhead squat. So 1 rep would be you power snatch it up, then you do an overhead squat. That's 1 rep. Drop it. Power snatch, overhead squat. You've completed rep number 2. You do that until you've completed 6 reps, then you move on to the lap around the box. I just didn't want anyone to think that you do 6 power snatch, and then you do 6 overhead squat. It's not like that. It's a power snatch plus an overhead squat is considered a repetition. We've got a video showing the power snatch, the overhead squat, and the handstand walking scaling modifications and progressions, which covers the laps around the box. So, they look so easy, but they're so miserable. But in a good way. Miserable in a CrossFit way. Limited equipment option. We've got 2 choices here, depending upon your flexibility, because one of these movements is very demanding of flexibility. The first one is 6 intervals, each for time, of 12 dumbbell squat snatch, 6 meters of a handstand walk, and a 200-meter sprint. Still with a partner version. The 12 dumbbell squat snatch, those are the ones that are very demanding of flexibility. Those are using just one dumbbell, and it's a full snatch. Dumbbell goes overhead, you receive it below parallel, arm locked out overhead, you stand it all the way up, then you go ahead and switch hands and do it in the other one. So it's 12 reps total, alternating arms each rep. Not everybody can do that, because doing a dumbbell squat with one arm only extended overhead in a good, safe, mechanically sound position, just some folks that can't do it. So we have another option as well, the dumbbell thruster. 6 intervals, each for time, of 9 dumbbell thrusters, pair of 50s, pair of 35s, 6 meters of a handstand walk, 200-meter sprint. That's going to do it. And we've got same work rest ratio and a partner version as well. And you will most likely wish that you could do the dumbbell squat snatch. Video showing the full snatch with the dumbbell and the dumbbell thruster. But the dumbbell thruster needs no introduction. No equipment workout. 6 intervals, each for time, 30 air squats, 6-meter handstand walk, 200-meter sprint. Same work to rest ratio, partner version as well. Video showing the air squat. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Windshield wipers, 15 to 40 in as few sets as possible. There's a video there. I'm not going to lie to you, they're profoundly challenging, but there is a scale to do them on the ground as well. And then linchpin barbell complex number 6. If I didn't say, of course, the accessory work is optional. Linchpin barbell complex number 8. I think I just said the wrong number. It's number 8, which is 4 load, 1 power snatch, 1 hang power snatch, 1 full snatch. That's considered one time through the complex. You could perform that complex 3 to 5 times, resting a couple minutes between each, and it is intended to be unbroken. That's the goal. If that doesn't treat you well, and you know, lowering that loading on your shoulders, then you could reduce the weight, or you could certainly drop it between each rep, but it's intended to be unbroken, but your safety should supersede the fact that it's intended to be unbroken. You choose the loading. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch, 1 to 2 minutes per side, foam roller for the back and lats, and then the pec stretch laying on your side, also for 1 to 2 minutes, and each of those have a video. Hope you enjoyed the interval training, Latin for fun, as we know. Tomorrow's a rest day for most of us. I encourage you to take it. I certainly will be, and I'll see you back here on Friday.